Episode number 17 of Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Lucas Porter. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about ask someone you know to introduce you to their friends. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care. After reading this article, I hope you feel better about your ability to do small talk with new people. After a while of conversation, you can continue the conversation and ask for more details about your work, studies or interests. You may be interested in this post about how I grew up, talk to an acquaintance of a friend I met unexpectedly, ask the following questions about the person's intentions and express your wishes and needs, says Perlstein. If you have asked any of the questions discussed above, please leave a comment with your answer. You may find the right time and environment to introduce them, even if it may take longer than you would like. This could be a conversation that gets the person you know to tell you about issues you've tried to keep away from, which can feel like a relief to be open. There is also the calculator that cleans up a relationship that may not be what you want, but you can always talk about being single. Tell the person you're talking to, I'm single, I'm in a relationship and I can't talk to you about it. As you can see, it is easier to have small talk with someone you have just met if you remember to stick to neutral, general conversation topics. Start with the questions below to get the conversation going, and then use the deeper questions to get from small talk to real conversation. If you learn more about the person you are meeting and ask more general questions, you can continue your conversation in a more meaningful way. Many people feel uncomfortable at the beginning when they talk to a new person, so it is best for them to take the time to relax and fall into a more natural conversation pattern. Questions and answers that are suitable for a professional environment can appear too aggressive on a date. If your interlocutor does not join in, you are hitting a dead horse. This is a great opportunity to start a conversation and get to know someone, but not over, to get involved. If your friend introduces them to someone else, say something context-related, like, "Hey, I'm a friend of yours." As in any other conversation, you have to say something context-related to find common ground, and starting a conversation with someone who has a mutual friend or acquaintance is not difficult. Whenever there are people who do not know each other or know each other, they should introduce themselves to others. While you can use context-based topics like weather or location, it is best to ask about your relationship or contacts, because it shows why you are friends and gives you a better idea of who they are. If you are in a movie with a friend and you meet a group of classmates, your friend should introduce you to them first. Other introductions follow the same protocol, such as introducing yourself to family members, friends or acquaintances. If you are the only person you know at a party, it is your job to introduce yourself to others, and if you are related to one of these people, you should be the first person they introduce you to. You may share a common interest, such as working with someone or being in the same class as someone you work with. There will be times when you don't know someone else's name and you have to introduce someone else to who they are. Don't be afraid to ask for their name, offer it and then move quickly to the introduction. Ask for the name of the person you are going to introduce yourself to, and then ask them for your name. If I am honest, this can be the most difficult part of the conversation, but I can say that I remember meeting them last year and I cannot remember their names. If you speak to more than one person at a time, you are likely to be introduced by other people, which makes the conversation all the more interesting. When you meet someone new, stick to very basic conversation topics to get to know that person better. Although you may want to learn a lot about this interesting person, you must be careful not to ask too many personal questions when you first met him. I would like to present you four key features that a good introductory email has, how to approach the creation of such a from the ground up and a ready-made template that you can use immediately. Good introductory emails almost always follow these four rules and make it easy for you to make your first contact with them as soon as possible. So let's talk about the kind of introductory emails that find their way to someone who wants to meet you. These are the types of emails you want to send to the sender. To help him start a business, find a job or even hire. This is all for today, friends. My name is Lucas and this was episode 17 of Master of Everything and Nothing Concrete. See ya next time.